While we welcome the removal of sanctions on certain companies and elements, the changed situation as far as the US and Zimbabwe is concerned is really largely the same. They have retained sanctions on us through the SEDERA Act, which effectively denies us access to the global financial markets and from all the multilateral agencies. And they've maintained sanctions on the majority of the people who are still alive and who previously had sanctions imposed on them. So I personally think that this whole exercise is relatively nominal. It'll make little difference to Zimbabwe or to our relations with the United States.